Thank you for holding. Is this Shay?
Yes.
Hi, Shay. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
So far, so good. It's been a busy morning, but a good problem to have.
Yeah, right.
I know you're speaking with my representative, Charmaine. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes.
Okay. She wanted me to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing or how it works?
No. Yeah, I've used Google and Maps and things like that plenty of times, so.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's about 90% of searches start and stop there, so I would hope by now.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, she told me that you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's currently.
Yes.
How do you like that? Is that going well?
We got a ton of leads from them, so it's going off pretty good.
Okay. That's a good sign. If you guys can do well with that, then I know you'll do well with being on the first page of Google, because that's how they get most of their leads.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. But obviously their leads are a little more difficult to close because they go to like three or four people, you know? So you got to kind of compete a little bit. We don't charge
on top of them, yep.
Yeah, we don't charge lead fees or actually like text the lead over to you. We just let the customers call you right off the first page of the search results.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, a lot better that way, or at least from my experience.
Yeah, I would agree.
And then you guys do have your own website?
We do. She said she couldn't find it, so I'll have to, my co-owner built that website, so I'll have to get with her and see.
I mean, I'm sure I can. Sure I could locate it. It's not too hard. Usually the websites all have the phone number on it. So if I just look up your phone number, I'm pretty sure it'll pop up here. This is the primary business line?
No.
Okay.
I don't know where everybody keeps finding this phone number, because we have like our own business phone.
Mm-hmm. Well, for us, I mean, Google gives us the qualified candidates list, so they had to have pulled it from one of the directories, whether it be like Yelp or Facebook or Home Advisor by Angie. Yeah, something that you're on that's using Google.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That would be this phone. Yes, I use Google on this phone all the time.
I mean like a directory or maybe like a social media platform that is like on Google. Yeah, like Home Advisor is a directory, Facebook, social media, Yelp is a directory. So those guys are all on the search engine versus Google being on them. So Google can pull all data from all those directories together.
You can try this phone number and see if you can find it if you want to look it up.
Okay.
It's 720-495-8591.
Okay, I found a GeminiConcreteAndConstruct.com.
Yep, that would be it.
Okay. I got it here. Services. Oh, looks like they might still be working on it. It's pretty, oh, here we go. Took a second. Now the photos are popping up, but it's kind of, the logo's only like half appearing, like way off to the left here.
Oh, good to know. I haven't looked at it from the actual, like, an
PC.
Actual computer.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. But the pictures come up good. White background. Yeah, just the logo is getting cut off. But this is usable. I mean, it says it's compatible with the Google business profile and the Google Places placement. So, I mean, definitely use that. And that's going to save you some money for sure. So if we're just focused on getting the first page placement that's available, we do everything month to month, okay? So you don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract. I could get the pricing lowered from $399 down to $249 month to month. So it'll save you about $150 on a month-to-month basis.
Okay.
Okay. If I could approve something like that, you'd get locked in at that pricing structure. So, I mean, I'm sure if you compare it to Home Advisor, you probably save yourself some money and make more at the same time.
Yeah.
So, there is a setup process to it, though, Shay. So, like, if I sign you up today, they're going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little, like, red dot on the map there. And then they'll put a badge on your Google business profile that says, like, this is a Google verified business. Everybody has to go through that process if you're going to be up there. But the benefit is you don't have to do that as long as you own your business. So unless you move or something later, even if you leave our first page placement, you still are findable on Google. You'll still have that verification. All your reviews and everything will still be up there for reference.
Okay. That sounds good.
If I could approve that pricing structure, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way I can show you how well it works.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
All right, so let me create your Google business profile. What's the street address that I could send that PIN verification letter to?
I can give you mine. It's 7936 Morning Dew Road.
Morning Dew Road. Okay.
And that's in Colorado Springs.
Okay, I found it. Here we go. Okay, 80908.
Yep.
Okay, and you said this is your residence?
Yeah, that's my residence.
Okay, I'm going to hide the address online. So
it'll
still say Colorado Springs and have, like, the zip, but I'm just going to hide the address and deactivate turn-by-turn directions. You don't have to worry about anybody showing up there.
That'd be great.
And then I want to ask you, we did also have a 277 Houston Street.
Yeah, that's Tim's address.
Okay, so where we send this pin is going to mark a center location for up to a 40-mile radius. So you want to have the Colorado Springs address as the center location or Bailey?
Honestly, I'd say the Colorado Springs probably would get more than the Bailey.
Yeah, I think so too, but I just wanted to double check because I've had people change your mind and or say, hey, you know, this is closer to me, so I'd rather focus on this. Okay.
Yeah, no, Colorado Springs would probably be good.
Okay. Let me go ahead and save. All right. And Shay, what's your last name?
It's under Stark, S-T-A-R-K.
Okay. And you said Kim is the other co-owner?
Yeah, Kim.
Okay. What's her last name? I'm going to add her.
Backes, B-A-C-K-E-S.
Okay. And then is there a phone number just for Kim? I want to make sure she has access to customer service, and if she calls in, we know exactly what business she's affiliated with.
Yeah, I'll give you her personal, but she might have to change it to her other one later because we don't have that one. But it's 303-941-5089.
Okay. Let me go and submit. Okay. And it's pronounced Backes, her last name?
Backes,
okay.
Yep.
And then I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounts that I applied. So you'll have a full service agreement, even though it's month to month. It'll outline everything we're doing for you, the pricing structure, the billing date, cancellation. What's the business email address that I could send that to?
It's Demonize, so it's an S.
Okay.
Concrete and Construct at Outlook.
Let me just make sure this comes back valid. Okay, valid, perfect. That's what we're looking for. Okay, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
We can do like 8 to 6.
8 to 6. Okay. And we're going Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Right now we're doing 7 days a week.
Okay. Okay, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay, do you offer financing for larger projects?
We haven't stepped into a larger project like that yet, but I'm sure we'd be willing, yeah.
Okay. All right, submit. Okay, and then there's a form for Google verification. You guys have all any required license and insurance for the state of Colorado?
Yeah, we have our we have both.
Okay.
Kim holds the license, and then we have insurance.
Perfect. Okay. So this form I'm going to send you, it's a Google verification form. You fill it out as much as you can. If you're missing anything, it lets you know right at the bottom. We could just three-way call Google and verify you over the phone. they're going to ask you.
Okay.
Let me show you. Okay, so pictures needed for Google verification. It's pretty easy. It has like a little section you could upload photo, kind of click on the link and then snap a picture or pull it from your photo album if you already have it.
Okay.
Yeah. But ask for like tools and equipment, work vehicle, license plate. A lot of my clients, they don't want to put their like work vehicle out there. And that's fine. You could cover up the numbers. They're just really looking for that it says Colorado on the license plate. And then business license, insurance. It says a business card. Sometimes people don't have a business card too. That's fine. Business registration, invoice, photo of the workplace. I've had guys send me like a picture of a bandsaw in their garage. You know, I know your workplaces vary depending on what project you guys are working on. So it's kind of a weird one, but they're just looking for something there. It's more so just verifying that you guys are real and an actual company. And
yeah.
That's what they're insuring to the customers. Okay. So let me
see. Okay.
All right. I think you have that there. Okay, and then we're going to want to do a client interview with you, Shay. A client interview, we want to go over like all the services you offer, make sure we're listing you for the right things. That way the calls that come through are qualified. They're also going to want to go over like the service area, make sure we're not sending you or Kim anywhere you guys don't want to go. And then just questions for like your Google Business profile too. So usually it takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but they do ask for an hour window to complete it. What's a good time where we could do the client interview?
We could do it today, but probably after 5, if that's okay.
I don't have anything after 5 today. Yeah, the latest, the latest we can actually do is 4 to 5 Mountain Standard Time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do that on Friday?
Friday between 4 and 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, we usually do it same day or next day, but I could definitely push it to Friday as long as we knock it out like before the weekend. That would be good.
That's
okay.
Totally.
Okay, I'll blow you up if I have to.
No, that's fine. I don't want to stick to it today or tomorrow because we have meetings at our current place too. So we have two businesses. So.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to schedule a calendar invitation through Gmail, and then I'll text you about an hour before, and then like I said, if I can't get a hold of you, I'll blow you up. I just want to make sure. I'll even call Kim if I have to, but I just want to make sure we get
that's
that going
fine.
Into the weekend, because I can't sign people up over the weekend, but I could definitely get in there and start working on it, and I would love to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Gives me an excuse
okay.
to
that sounds
close
good.
The door.
Right? Yeah. I got
two little boys, and I tend to be their jungle gym over the weekend, so I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I've got three little boys, so I can only imagine.
Oh, yeah. So they know, though, if they see Dad in the office and he's got his headset on, it's like, okay, leave him alone. He's working on a site or something. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Us moms don't get that luxury all the time.
I know. My wife, I try to spoil her. She's kind of, she deals with a lot, but she's blessed.
Yeah.
We live in SoCal, and, you know, it's beautiful most of the time. So I'm like, okay, go outside. It can't be that bad. I used to tell her all the time, you're so lucky.
Right?
And then, I came home one day, and I seen them both on top of her, and she's just like, get one. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
That's funny.
Yeah, so basically she watches them all day, and then I get home and take over.
Yeah, that's a good routine right there.
Yeah, they listen to me, though. They don't listen to her. I had to learn that the hard way, kind of come into the house slowly and then see the interaction. They just kind of, they run all over her. She's too nice.
They really do.
Yeah, you give them the look, and their dad raises his voice. They kind of all slow down. Okay.
They all stop in their tracks? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Don't you dare color that wall. It's becoming a little easier now. My oldest is kind of an angel for a while, and then his little brother came out, and then the second, my youngest son, KJ, he's just a little tornado. I don't know. They always say that's how it is with the
it's
second
something
child.
Something about that second kid.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Yeah, I didn't believe it at first. And then I'm like, wow, he just came out. Like, he's not as tall as his brother, but he's just stocky and just very aggressive and firecracker.
Yes.
doesn't listen to any of us. Like, Big Brother tries to tell him stuff, and he just gives him the look. Mom tells him something. Dad tells him something. I got to raise the hand, and then he's like, okay.
That your 3-year-old beats up my 7-year-old. I totally get it.
Yeah. Same dynamic. I think God does that on purpose. It's like a defense mechanism.
He does. He's like, yeah. Ha, you thought you were good with the first one. Here's your lesson.
Yeah. He's totally able to defend himself from Big Brother. Like, don't throw cars at him.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It's fun though. It'll be okay. Once you get older, it'll be an interesting Christmas and they could take care of us, you know. It'll be good holidays.
Right.
Just gotta get past this part of it. All right.
Yep.
So I got everything squared away here. I've been multitasking. Last thing I gotta do is secure your first month's payment of the $249. Shay, how did you want to do that?
Okay, so I can do that in an hour when my paycheck hits, if you're cool with that. Can you call me back in an hour?
Actually, what I could do, just so that we could take it off the board and that way it's not going to anybody else in the meantime or these guys aren't calling out on it,
mm-hmm.
is I could do what's called a post date where I can gather the billing information, but I won't actually, like, process it for another hour.
Okay, hold on. Okay. I got to walk up. I'm like, can't get my card out. One second.
No worries.
And this lovely wind we have in Colorado today.
I know. Is it finally starting to snow?
Hold on one second. Batteries, check John's office. No, we luckily don't have snow today, but it is freezing.
31, yeah. I was just looking at, oh, it's going to get worse, too. Jesus. Yes. By Sunday, 4 degrees.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And add winds into that, and it's like sub-0 degrees. It's really hot.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. It's actually been pretty bad here in SoCal, too. It's 33 right now, and you guys are at 31, so we're pretty close to the same kind of weather. We just get a really bad wind chill. Like, the sun's out. It's not cloudy, but it's just very cold, like the breeze. Oh, I think you cut out there, Shay. Hello?
You have been kicked from this conference.
Whoa. What the fuck? How the fuck did that happen?